Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband. What the holy fuck is going on? He's still in this dancing competition, Ramsey, Chris Ramsey.
The man who can't dance is still dancing.
The man who can't dance beat other people who can actually dance. The world's gone mad.
Hey, listen, I am entertaining the beautiful British public and they're keeping us in. And as long as they want me in this crazy, crazy dancing show, I'll stay in it. I'll dance as much as I want for them. Very exciting. Going to Blackpool.
You're all going to Blackpool?
Me? Hey, I tell you what. Honestly, I slightly touched on it on Sunday on the results show. My joke was I did some sparsely attended gigs early in my career at Blackpool. I'm looking forward to Full House. That was my joke. What I really wanted to say was I've died on me fucking arse loads in Blackpool.
Don't like, think they'd appreciate that.
Like, died like so hard in Blackpool. So I'm really looking forward to hopefully not dying on me arse.
At the Tower as well.
I'm very excited. Apparently the dance floor is bouncy.
It looks fantastic, to be fair, the dance floor. Yeah. I'm not sure if it's bouncy or not. It's a lot bigger than the one you've been on at the minute.
Really?
You're going to have to do a bit of shifting.
Cover some ground.
Yeah, you're going to have to take some big steps, sunshine. You're going to have to stretch that groin area.
Goodness me. Guys, thank you so much for listening. This is episode 40.
40.
Rosie, 40?
You'd have been induced by now.
Eh? What?
Having a baby.
40 hours?
40 weeks.
Oh, 40 weeks. Is that true?
This is a pregnancy.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Well, I think it's 39 weeks, isn't it, that you have a baby?
Is it?
I can't remember.
I can't be bothered to do the maths.
Nah, neither can I.
I really don't know.
But anyway, yes.
I really don't know. Before we continue, a word from this week's lucrative sponsor.
Still.
This week's sponsor, hey, the temperatures are dropping outside, guys. Winter's just around the corner. This week's sponsor is...
Hat.
De-icer.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, is it frosty? Get some de-icer on there. Is it not? Don't worry about it then.
It's
de-icer.
It's not frosty outside yet.
Sometimes in the morning.
It's 6 degrees today.
Early morning.
It's
frosty.
Not.
Hey.
Steamy.
Listen.
If at best.
Well, get it in for the future because I'm flogging it.
Great.
Get it in. Buy it in the big bottle or buy it in the little bottle.
I will say one thing about de-icer.
Yeah.
Don't buy the spray one.
Or if you're going to use the spray one, get some gloves. Because it gets caught, the bottle, yeah? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I mean the one, like, you know, like a...
Oh, like a flash bottle.
A flash bottle.
A flash bathroom.
Them are rubbish.
No, because they stop you getting cold. Because the metal can, where you... The metal one, like spray paint.
Yeah.
Ho-ho, apply that at -4 in the morning. You get a really cold hand. You want to wear some gloves? Hey, gloves?
No more gloves.
Have you got cold hands? Get some gloves on.
Listen.
Are your hands warm? Don't worry about it then.
Use a CD like everyone else. Stop getting above your station.
A CD box. Remember using a CD box.
A CD box? I used the actual CD. Maybe.
To scrape it off?
Yeah.
You used an actual CD?
Yep.
What CD?
Destiny's Child.
That is not what the girls would have wanted.
I know, it doesn't work anymore.
Although to be fair, you were an independent woman scraping your windscreen by yourself and you didn't need no man to help
holla,
you.
Holla, holla, holla.
Well, there
Hell
you go,
yeah.
That's absolutely perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I even pointed at you for the jingle.
I don't know
Fuck
why
me.
You're pointing at the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Bye. babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Fuck me.
No idea what I'm doing. I'm sorry. We are back. Thank you so much for coming back. This is episode 40. Thanks for listening. We're not doing this in the house, and it's putting us off.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm in a different. We're back in our management's office in London. In that London, where I don't know if it sounds different or not, guys. Apologies if it does. It's just a different setup. There's big, massive mics in front.
I think what you'll find, Chris, it's not a different setup. It's a professional setup.
Hey, don't you ever, ever slag off my home setup with my little mixer that I don't know what any of the buttons do.
Well, exactly.
That I fluked once and I've never been able to change them. And someone moves the dials now and then and I get upset. Don't you slag, there's nothing unprofessional about
it. There's not. I mean, the fact that I've brushed my teeth before I'm doing this one might tell you the professional level. But no, we're here in London because, Chris, you're letting me down.
Yeah?
I've had to travel.
I know.
To come and do this.
I know.
Why are you cheating on this podcast?
I'm not.
We don't appreciate it.
I know. Hey,
you
listen.
You weren't meant to still be in the competition. This is ridiculous. I know everyone's happy. I know everyone give you a hug in the corridor. Oh, well done, you're doing so well. I'm raging. I'm absolutely livid.
Jealous.
It's gone past jealous. Yeah. Jealousy, that was like the first couple of weeks when you weren't doing very well and I was like, I would wipe the floor with you. Now, it's sheer inconvenience.
I saw your Instagram today kicking off like you're going to have to put the Christmas tree up on your own.
Well, right, okay, because I'm sure we said this last week, but we didn't realise how we never Googled, nobody said when the final would be.
Yeah.
Because I think they had thought, just like me, not being it. So we didn't know, but the final is the weekend of like the 14th, 15th of December.
Yeah.
So.
You got 10 days till Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when everything's at its most expensive in the shops as well.
It's voucher season.
Yeah.
But do you love how I talk like I'm actually in it as well?
You are. They say your whole family does Strictly with you.
That's true.
Hey, here's an idea, right? I'll get them fun out. Strictly 2020 annual, right? Mm-hmm. I'll sign it. Mm-hmm. We'll give them everyone for Christmas.
It's not everyone. A bad show, to be honest.
Everyone will get one with my signature in.
I'm up for that. I'll sign it.
Happy days.
Just love you.
Yeah.
But you know how you just said there? Just want to touch upon that quickly.
What?
Your whole family's in Strictly.
Yeah.
I haven't lost any weight. I've gained nothing. If I've put weight on.
Also, you have gained something.
Oh. Oh, what did I say? I haven't lost any weight.
You said, but then you said you've gained nothing.
Oh, yeah, well, I've gained a few pounds. through the enjoyment of watching you with wine. Nibbles.
Hey, Anna. I'm so sorry. I'm bloody wasting away, me. I think my body's going to go into shock once I stop doing the dancing all the time.
Yeah.
When it finishes. I honestly think I'm going to go the other way. I think once I stop dancing and me body, I think my body's probably used to exercise by now. I don't cry anymore when I go to the toilet in the middle of the night. I'm not in agony anymore. So I think when I start eating Christmas food and drinking loads of beer and being sedentary again and sitting not doing anything, I honestly think I'm going to balloon out.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be a hippo.
Well, you never know. You might keep it up. I might end up just being really fit, and then I'd leave you. I can't be with someone who's like really fit.
Really? So I'm not allowed to keep up my exercise or anything?
No, you can, just don't become obsessed with it or anything. But actually, no, because I just think I don't want to be in a relationship where the person I'm with is like just really cares about what they look like and that. I've been in a relationship with that before.
You know I'll never ever care that much. The amount of exercise I'm doing for this bloody show at the minute, there's no way I'd be able to do that. And I'd have to literally go to the gym in the morning and stay there all day.
Yeah, eight hours.
Yeah, it's non-stop cardio. It's like being on a treadmill on about speed 7 all day.
And
just
it's like
a light
jog. Forced exercise. And it's like work.
Yeah, yeah. It's just got to be done, hasn't it? We've got backing dancers this week for the Blackpool dance.
It's going to look great.
Like, you know I'm not a dancer. And you know, this is weird, right? Big love to all of the celebs in it. I love them, right? But the main difference between me and them is a lot of them, when they speak to Claudia on Sunday night's show, Claudia will go, and what dance have you got next week? And they'll go, oh, I've got the Charleston. And and you've always wanted to do a Charleston,
really
haven't you?
I'm really looking forward to that.
And I go, oh, yeah, I've always wanted to do a Charleston. And I'm sitting there going, you've always fucking wanted... Ali, you know the week I was doing the Charleston? That was the week I first heard the word Charleston, and that was the week that I learned. This is how my week goes. On Monday, I get told the word, the name of the dance. I learn that word, then I learn what it is, and then I learn to do it. That's how mine goes.
And then you never do it ever again.
Yeah, but everyone's like, oh, yeah, God, yeah. You know, I've always wanted to do a quick step. I'm really looking forward to that.
It's been my dream to do the jive.
The same thing. And fair play to them. That's great. They're on the right show. They're living their dream. They're having the time of their lives. I'm also having the time of my life. But in the same way that a dog watching you have sex has the time of its life. It's excited, but it doesn't really know what's going on.
That's very... Hey... I'll give you that. That's you in this show.
I'm like that.
You're doing well.
Do you know what? If you ever look at a dog, but you don't say walk, don't say you're going on a walk because it knows what a walk is. But if you say something like, oh, go to the fish and chip shop, and it like goes, hold on, something's good here, but I don't know what it is. That's kind of the way I'm dealing with it.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is great, but I don't know why.
It's funny because you can actually, now that you've said that, when you are chatting or in your VTs and that, and they're mentioning the, you're very glazed.
Yeah, I've got no idea.
You are like, yeah. Jive.
I literally just go, look, do the steps, show us what the steps are, tell us where to put my feet, and that's what I'll do. But what I was going to say was, I'm not one of these people who is looking forward to every kind of dance, but the fact that this week it's Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk, right, it's salsa, and there's a moment in the dance where I'm at the front of a fly and V triangle of eight dancers and Karen, and I've got to be honest, I know he's not the most popular at the moment, but like, you know, from like Michael Jackson, Bad, like that video, and like Thriller, where they all dance. Anything like that. Bruno Mars, any of them kind of videos.
Dirty Dancing, Patrick Swayze.
Never seen it. Oh, but.
You've never seen Dirty Dancing.
Not all the way through.
And you are on the biggest dancing programme in the world.
Yes.
You make me want to vomit.
Hey, I don't watch other people dance. I dance myself.
Oh, fuck off.
What I'm saying is, I have had moments in the shower or moments of listening to songs where I thought, imagine dancing and having a full troop of dancers behind you doing the same thing. And it actually, we did it today training. But Rosie, honestly, it was amazing. I am loving that. So there was a mirror in front of us so I could see all the dancers behind us and we're doing the whole thing together. And it's fucking, it is mint. But the only thing is, I'm really good at hiding my mistakes. Bruno said it, and Karen says, she says, you hide your mistakes.
I thought you meant Bruno Mars there. I was like, I wish.
I can hide when I fuck up. I can't hide it. But
you're a good blagger.
Yeah, but if I fuck up with nine people behind us,
showing
them what should be done, there's nowhere to hide. Do you know what I mean? I can't literally go, oh yeah, they were supposed to spin round and I was supposed to fall on my arse. That was how it was going.
Then again, if you're in front, you might be able to get away with it. Mm. I don't know. I trust you. It's been how many weeks now? You haven't fucked up yet?
This is the ninth week.
Shut up.
Mental.
9 weeks.
Crazy. Crazy.
Oh my God.
It's crazy. I added all the dancers up today. How many? I can't. It's mad. Mad. Mad.
Don't know, my word.
And I've got to say, Shagmaudinoyers, audience listening, listeners, beautiful podcast listeners, Smaz and Daz.
Smaz.
I know a lot of you are voting and I really do appreciate it. Thank you. I know you
Me
are.
Too.
It's lovely.
Thank you.
Being a comedian, you can't really like get like soppy, and you know what I mean. I feel like I can't be like, I wouldn't. It's not really in my nature, but it's really nice that people are going, keep him on there. He's good fun.
Yeah,
it's nice, and I'm really happy with it. And thank you from the bottom of my heart to everyone.
Buzzing for you,
but
a bit annoyed that you've lost so much weight.
What have you been up to?
Well, not much, really. Well, look, I came to London last weekend to watch you and Strictly. Came with my mum and Kate, my sister.
#4Kate.
#4Kate. That was really a really, really fun weekend. And I forget how much fun I actually have with my mum and my sister.
It was lush to watch.
And we had, oh my gosh, we laughed from beginning to end. Like
I phoned you and I asked how your day was going and you said, I've just laughed non-stop.
Yeah.
And then I watched your Instagram stories and I was laughing my head off. And I was like, it is really nice, the relationship you've got with your mum and your sister. It was lush. You did just piss yourselves laughing non-stop.
We do.
I do with my mates.
Yeah, I don't even know if we're laughing with each other or at each other. Like, it's very much of a ripping the mick out of each other relationship. Yeah. But mostly my mum, because she's ridiculous.
Can we have some highlights of what your mum did?
Honestly, she's
on the train, she was up to her usual tricks again.
On the train, she was very much up to her usual tricks of, what was it? What was the one that she didn't want? She didn't want anything. She wasn't hungry.
Yeah.
So she was like, I don't want anything. Yet every time the trolley came around, she ordered 2 deli boxes.
Right.
Some crisps.
Right.
And she got like a muffin, which she got about 2 for every time they came around.
Right.
And she put them all in her bag. And she was like, I'll put them in the fridge when I get back.
For guests.
Uh-huh, for guests. She took a gin on the way there because we got the train at 11 o'clock and me and my sister had a gin because why not? My mum was like, I'm not having one. And we're like, no bother. And then the lady came around. She was like, I'll have a gin, please, as well. And I was like, oh, you'd change your mind. She was like, eh, no. And she put it in, put the miniature in a bag for
a
guests.
Miniature. For guests? Sorry. Like, for you later on at home, I understand that. But for guests, that's like, welcome to my house, come and sit down. Would you like some shit I've nicked from the train?
Have you ever been to my mum's, though? She always has little trinkets out. She always has her little bits of shit everywhere. And then we got to the hotel. It was a really gorgeous hotel.
Yeah.
It was unreal. And she ended up nicking everything from there. But this is a new level of nicking, right? Did you see this? We haven't even spoke about this, right?
Okay.
So the hotel had loads of Nespresso pods, you know, the coffee pods.
For the machine things, yeah. They look like little butt plugs.
Yeah, little butt plugs of coffee. They've all got different lids, like colours, and they've all got different flavours.
Yeah.
My mum, right, stole a notebook from the hotel, and she wrote down from the menu of the pods that she'd stole. When she got home.
Yeah, I did see that.
She knew what she'd stole.
That's amazing.
New level of stealing.
That is amazing. So she nicked them and she was like, blue, light blend,
yeah,
purple,
oh, yeah, yeah,
such
yeah.
and such.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I know. She stole a razor because they give you free razors.
Wow.
She stole some tampons, doesn't even use them anymore.
Why did she steal them?
For me, apparently. I'm yet to get them. She hasn't had a period for years.
Well, in my house, would you like a tiny little bottle of gin? Would you like a tampon?
Anybody need a razor? She's ridiculous.
Welcome to Sandra's. Shave your legs. Stop your period. Have a gin. Have 3 muffins. Bye.
I love it though. It's just so. It's the working class upbringing.
It's lovely.
It's class.
It is lovely. It's lovely that. Wait, you. Can I just say as well?
Mm-hmm.
You're not blameless in this because when me and you go to hotels, you fuel our problem by just fucking putting loads of stuff in your suitcase and you got to take that home for me, mum.
Sandra's stash.
Honestly,
she
the amount
it.
Of bloody hotel slippers we've give her.
I know, but you know what? She actually uses the little bottles of shampoo in that.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know anybody else would nick them and then probably just they'd end up in a drawer? I've seen them round the bath. She actually uses them.
There must be fucking loads of... Like she's been doing shots.
Way!
Boop, 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 way!
She loves it. Something... I haven't told you this because we've... this is the first conversation we're having face to face.
It is ridiculous that this is the first time we've spoke. Like...
bad times, Chris.
Craziness.
Bad times.
Yeah.
So something else happened which I haven't had the chance to tell you.
Okay.
We were a bit early for the train coming home, so we thought we're dead posh, went to St Pancras for a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
There was a girl walked past, there was a couple of men walked past first with like cameras and stuff, and we were like, oh, what's going on? And then a woman walked past in a wedding dress.
Oh.
And we were like, oh my God, me and my mum stopped. We were like, you look absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Have a lovely day. Enjoy yourself. And she was like, thank you so much. When we left, right, we went outside. She was doing a photo shoot.
It
wasn't our wedding day.
Why?
She was doing a photo shoot.
Why did she not tell you?
I don't know. Do you know when you're like...
Do you reckon she was just inhabiting the character?
I think so.
Yeah.
It was very, very strange because there was like there was kids in like ballet dresses. So it was like like a magazine shoot or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know when you're like... I full on wished her well on her married life.
Your ma's giving her advice.
Honestly, my ma's giving her, throwing money at her, and I'd have a lovely life. She's doing a photo. London, man.
And the most important thing is communication in a wedding. You know, I wish you many happy years. The last is like, thank you very much. Here's a little bottle of there's a tampon, that's yours. Something borrowed, something red.
There's a razor you might want it.
Something stolen.
Like, oh, fun and games. But yeah, London. London's mental.
Yeah?
Do you know on the way here? I was coming out the train station and there was a bloke walking behind us doing vocal warm-up skills.
Brilliant.
You know when you just...
Yeah, no one cares.
You know when you're just like, what's happening?
Do you not join in? Do you not harmonise?
Well, I wanted to, but obviously it was raining and that, but he was just walking along like... oh, go to the taxi queue. I was thinking, there's no need to do that. To be honest, I do love coming to London as a tourist.
Love it.
I still get very excited by all the lovely bits and bobs.
I'm mainly excited tonight because the hotel that we're staying in, you haven't been there yet, I checked in, the room is basically the size of the bed and it smells like sewers.
Oh, I can't wait.
And I told them at reception that it smelled like sewers, and I know for a fact all they're going to do is go in and spray a load of air freshener, which I know is your favourite smell.
My favourite.
Great night ahead. Can't wait. Can't wait. It's literally going to be like, bin stinks, on tour.
Our bin does stink at home because... For fuck's sake. I hate emptying the bin. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef? Give us your beef. I'm back again. I'll rob you twice.
Again? Okay. That's the new jingle. That's
it's
fine.
It's me Robin voice. Yeah, keep I'll that. Rob you blind.
Oh, I wish they could see your face while you're doing that. You're gonna have to do that on your Insta. You're going to have to because it's very good. And you also make a fist at the microphone.
Oh, get out of here, you little Torag.
Why is this character robbing someone then saying get out of here?
I'll have to rethink.
Like, yeah, I feel like there's no correlation in what this character's doing. I want to know this character's motivation.
Just greed, sheer greed. Motivated by greed. Probably
someone.
A slight addiction.
All right, so is the get out of here, you little Torag, is he speaking to himself? Does he hate himself?
No, I think he's robbed them.
Yeah.
And then he's saying... Get out of here, you little Torag, before I do something I regret.
Fuck me.
I'll do a bit of character. Okay. Character work.
Ladies first, what's your beef?
My beef this week, Ramsay, is with you being away at the minute, obviously it's hard work, we're not seeing each other much.
Yeah.
You're really enjoying having long FaceTime chats of an evening.
You've done it again.
What?
Come on, you've done it again.
Was that yours?
The beefs have collided.
Are
you've
you
done it again.
The mic?
Keep going. Keep
so,
going.
As lovely as they are, I have programs that I like to watch.
Yeah.
Shut up. Have we got the same beef?
No. It's along the lines.
Okay. I have programs that I like to watch when you're not there, and when we're FaceTiming of all hours, I miss these programmes.
Yeah.
And then I end up going to bed really late. And then I'm tired when I have to get up with Robin the next day. So my beef is just stop FaceTiming because I can't do anything else.
I'm away work and stop FaceTiming. My beef with you this week was genuinely that when I ring you, I had it for the car, but it's a similar thing. When I'm driving, bored, back from Newcastle or something, and I'll ring you, just for a little chat to keep your journey going, you have absolutely fucking none of it. But when you're driving back from somewhere, you ring me and you want me to fully entertain you for your entire car journey, right?
This is not true.
Right? When I'm in hotels, you phone me wanting to chat sometimes. Basically, I think the whole point is when you want the conversation to keep going, it has to keep going. But when I want it to keep going, I've got Call the Midwife to watch, which is on demand that you can pause, you bastard. Right? Sometimes you ring me. You rang me the other day. I was in the hotel. I was watching a film on Film 4 Plus 1, right? And I can't pause it because it's not on demand in the hotel and I missed most of the film. It was Apollo 13. I hadn't seen it for years.
You've seen it before, though.
I don't care. I was really enjoying it.
That was one time. That was one time.
Well, one time too many.
That I've done that.
Yeah. And yours are on demand and you can pause them. You watch them whenever you want. And your husband's away.
False information.
What is?
What you're spouting right now. It's false. I'll not have it.
Nope. Wait.
What does Donald Trump say about when things are wrong?
Let's see if you can get it. Let's see if you can get the...
Oh, man.
Well, let's
see
if you can get the catchphrase.
I wanted to say it before. I wanted to try.
It's two words. It's two words.
Oh.
Come on.
Scapegoat. Is that wrong?
99% sure that's one word as well. But carry on. Come on. What does he say? Come on. Let's get it.
Oh, it's literally on my tongue.
Come on.
Tip
oh,
my tongue.
God, everyone listening.
False allegations. fake news.
There we go.
Fake news.
There we are. Oh, good God.
I wanted to say it ages ago. If you actually listen back, I'm probably going...
I retweeted today a video of Donald Trump, and I mean, I know he's a fucking moron.
Oh, what a pillock.
What, did you see the one I retweeted? It must be deepfake.
Is this,
it must be bullshit.
Is this the video where he's saying something, he steps back and says a number?
No,
or some,
he literally goes,
or
right?
Something.
Yeah, he literally goes. Like, it's I just can't get my head around someone can this be this stupid. Like, he just goes, if you... shoot, if you, well, it's something like, if you shoot me, you'll have to kill us all. Something. It literally says something, and then it ends, and everyone fucking claps. Something. But someone tweeted us a day saying that, because I retweeted it with, quite right, quite right. And someone messaged us saying, oh, what's happened there is he's gobbling away, he's probably got an earpiece in, and someone on his other, on the earpiece has said, just say something, and he's went, something.
Oh, honestly.
Which is so bad. Like, it's so bad.
How is he? Are we being punked? Is the whole world
it's
being punked?
Unbelievable, isn't it? Imagine that. A motivational speech. You know, imagine Churchill.
Donald Trump.
Imagine Churchill. We'll fight them on the beaches. Something. Not me.
Terrifying.
It's time for questions from the public.
From the public. Public. Public.
Public. Public. Public. Public. Public.
Okay, well, I just want to start off the questions from the public this week by saying that last week I genuinely lost a little bit of sleep worrying about how disgusting the podcast was.
Yeah.
Thinking we're going to lose listeners, it's going to be awful. All we did was talk about shit. Trended on Twitter, and it went to number one in all of the charts.
Yeah.
So you guys are rotten.
Yeah.
We love you for
I
it.
I love you all so much. It's and crazy. Oh, can I just
going.
Say?
Yeah.
The big shout out, Nicola Robertson is the lady who sent in the story about falling in the bin and the facial. She randomly tweeted something about a gig being sold out near where she is. So I've sorted her and her mate tickets to one of my gigs that was sold out because I get like press holds for each gig. So they're coming to one of my gigs next year.
Oh, you're going to meet Bin Girl?
I wouldn't go as far as meet her. She's going to be in the room and then I'm going to leave.
You're going to be in the same room as Bin Girl?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I was about to say I'll probably see her in her seat, but she'll probably be sitting in a little wheelie bin in the corner with her tits out for our facial. but guys, honestly, last week's stories were just another level. I tried to write this in a tweet this week, and it didn't come across properly. So I want to say this to everyone now. I've done TV shows where multiple TV shows where you try and get a contributor. So you go, oh, we'll get the audience. We'll ask people for stories. We'll ask people for these things. They're always shit, and there's hardly any of them. And the response we get on this podcast of you guys just sending us stories and questions and everything. It's absolutely better than any. Like, the whole rule in TV is don't ask the audience for loads of stuff because you can't guarantee it. It's literally 50% of our podcast.
It's
is the
amazing
stuff. Rosie, round of applause for the guys listening.
Love you guys.
Thank you all so much. If you want to get in touch at shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com, send us your thoughts, your hopes, your dreams, your wishes, your office polls. Rosie, what we got?
This is a great one. This is a great one. Not rude, just very funny.
Okay.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. I love hearing the stories on the podcast about truly ridiculous shit that has happened to people and thought you'd like to hear my epic fail. Always! That's what we're here for. About 5 years ago, I was at a black tie event with my now ex-boyfriend. Hosted by his work. The writing was on the wall and we were already well on the way towards our inevitable messy breakup.
Oh,
indeed. Before the event, and probably during it, we were bickering like mad and really getting on each other's nerves. I believe this is what led to him going to the bar and ordering a round of Sambucas for the table.
Oh, God.
Now, he knew that I hate Sambuca, and the smell alone makes me gag. I feel the same. I don't like Sambuca at all.
Again, I've talked about it in my stand-up. The person who goes and gets shots in and forces everyone to do it. Prick.
Oh, yeah, I
literally,
hate shots.
The person who's going like, right, oh, everyone shot. Why aren't you having a shot? Have a shot. No, it's going to ruin my night. Here, look, I've got a Rohypnol in my pocket. If I have a shot, you have a Rohypnol. We'll see whose night goes bad. Unbelievable.
I agree. Not with the Rohypnol, though.
Well, I'm not going to do anything to them. I'm just going to make them, you know, like a drug that you can't drink.
Where'd you get it from? Did you get it from the rubber?
I robbed it from someone.
My character.
Yeah. I took it from someone who was going to use it for bad things. And I
well,
just
I'm glad.
Using it to get shot people back.
Crush it up and put it on the side.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Determined not to let him win, I did the shot. The vile aniseedy taste filled my mouth and I instantly regretted it for being there. It wouldn't go away. A few minutes later, we then started chatting to the CEO and his wife. But all I could think about was how to get rid of the rotten Sambuca aftertaste. I noticed we were standing next to a cheese table and I had a moment of genius.
Sorry.
What?
A table with cheese on or a cheese table?
Well, it's a table with cheese on, not a cheese table.
Some places have ice sculptures at parties, at black tie events.
This is a
this
table.
This could be the table made out of cheese.
Like a cheese board.
Imagine that at the
table.
End of the night. Guys, at the end of the night, it's a free bar, and if you want to come up and get your photo taken, having a bite out of the cheese table.
Oh, it's my worst nightmare. Everyone having a little bite out of a table made of cheese. Oh, God. Oh, made us go a bit funny. Okay. I noticed we were standing next to a cheese table and had a moment. I had a moment of genius. A nice wedge of creamy brie would be the exact antidote I needed to neutralise the licorice-flavoured hell I was in.
That's fucking disgusting, but fair enough.
There's logic, I think, to our motivation. So, mid-conversation, I leaned over and cut myself a generous slice of cheese. And I mean generous. It was massive. As I shoved it into my gob, I noticed all three of their eyes widen with horror what I was doing. I didn't understand what the problem was until I realised what was happening inside my mouth. It turns out I had just helped myself to a massive wedge of butter. And horsed it straight in like an animal.
Can you imagine what they were thinking?
It instantly melted, and I was standing there at a black tie event with what was essentially a mouthful of vegetable oil. I had no choice but to swallow it down, style it out and pretend like nothing had happened, realising afterwards that this made it even worse, making me look like a butter-eating maniac who does this on the red.
Oh, God, that is phenomenal.
That's
like grabbing some ketchup and just squirting it straight into your mouth. That is
well,
just
I would do that,
amazing.
You
see. Yeah, not in front of the CEO of someone's company.
Probably not.
Oh, my God. Just a massive wedge of butter. That is just beautiful.
That would have just been so disgusting.
Oh, Sambuca followed with a butter chaser.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This next one, I'm a little bit confused by this one, right?
Okay.
I don't know if it's just... Right, well, you see if you understand why I'm confused.
Okay.
Okay? It's not worded great.
Okay.
But anyway. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I had my wedding last week and I was very lucky to marry my new wife. We cool. share many friends in common, including my oldest friend. My friend, brackets, let's call her Ash for this story,
right.
is very cuddly after a drink. And at my wedding, she was all over me. hugging me a lot and very jumpy in front of me in a low-cut dress, so much so that I had to ask her to stop. My new wife was very uncomfortable with this. After I told her to stop, she turned her attention to my best mate and best man. Let's call him Carl.
Right.
Needless to say, he doesn't need much persuading to show attention to a pretty lady. My problem is now he has a fiancée and a daughter. But I found out at the end of the night, Sam was very upset and Kenny left his hotel room to go and see her and found out they kissed and she says more was offered but won't tell me if it went further.
Who the fuck's Sam and Kenny? Where did they come
right,
from?
Right, so...
What the hell's going on?
I don't know whether the people are called Sam and Kenny and this person forgot to change their names.
So, dude, you are the worst spy ever.
So I'm just like...
No, hold on. So Sam,
I'm so confused.
Read that bit again.
Right, okay. So I told her to turn the attention. Okay. My problem is now he has a fiancée and a daughter, but I found out at the end of the night Sam was very upset and Kenny left his hotel room to go and see her and found out they kissed and she says more was offered but won't tell me if it went further. So
I've got he's dropped everything.
He's disguised the names at the beginning but then completely forgot about that and then just said who they are.
Are we allowed to put this out?
Well, there's a lot of Sam and Kennys in the world.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah.
I was reading it like, who are Sam and Kenny? What's happened to Ash? And what was the other guy
so
called?
Sam was upset. So is Sam...
Sam was very upset and Kenny left his hotel room to go and see her. So I'm guessing Sam is his friend.
Or the fiancé. Or Sam might... No, why would... So Sam's either fiancé... Not the wife, not his wife. So Sam might be the best man's fiance, but Kenny left his hotel room to go and see her. But why is Kenny not in a room with Sam? What the fuck's going on here?
Sam
this is like a Hollyoaks script.
Sam is his friend in the low-cut dress, and Kenny is his best man.
Why was Sam upset then?
I don't know.
She's throwing herself at
because,
two blokes
because she said because he must have said it made her made his wife uncomfortable.
Right. So then Kenny went to see her, and then apparently they necked on anyway.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And it says at the end, what should I do? Tell him I know or leave him to it?
Mate, everyone knows now.
Listen.
We're cracked your code. You fucking idiot. You cracked it yourself. Useless bastard.
I messaged in a shag married annoyed for some advice. And the outed
oh,
us.
Dude, I'm really sorry. Like, I mean... If
no,
this
listen,
stays in, you're, I mean, crikey.
No, there's a lot of Sam and Kennys in the world.
Yeah.
I haven't got his name. I haven't got the person who sent it in, so don't worry. But,
right.
Yeah, so, sorry. I don't
honestly,
know.
Honestly, dude, wow.
You don't, maybe just tell him, you know, I don't know. I don't even understand the question.
I don't understand the question. Tell who he knows
Chris,
what.
Yeah, let's move on.
No. I'm not moving on, right? I think guy who's married, lass all over him, right? But he said that his wife... Just said to share friends. So Ash has been along for a friend of theirs for a long time. So she must have been really gone for it. So if she's cuddly, the wife knows she's cuddly.
Yeah.
Right. But if she's really gone for it at the point of where he's like, right, pack it in, I've just been married. So she's on one, this lass.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she fancied him, I'm not sure. Then maybe she rebounds to the best man.
Mm.
Then the best man's up for it because he's not married yet. He's engaged. Sam and Kenny, fuck knows where they've come from.
I've got no idea.
They run in. So who's he saying he doesn't know if he should tell?
What should I do? Tell him? I'm guessing he's saying who he's saying about his mate, his best man. Should I tell him that I know?
Yeah, definitely. Say, I know that you kissed that lass. What's happening with it? Are you going to tell your fiancé?
I've got no idea what's going on in that
honestly,
story.
I'm feeling round in the dark here. I've got no idea what's happening.
Let's just say it's 4 weeks since the wedding.
Right.
They've split up.
Good.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And then it's fine.
Yeah,
oh
and
gosh.
I think the person who sent this email in, maybe you should take some kind of creative writing course just to remember your characters' names.
It was dot, dot, dot.
That was a fucking disaster, dude.
I love it. Here's a quick little story, which I don't think I've ever brought up on the podcast.
Right.
Do you know when I used to sing in bands and that?
Yeah.
Me and my friend Steph sang at a wedding.
Uh-huh.
The next day, the bride and groom split up.
Shut up.
Honestly.
Wow.
The next day, over breakfast, they all had a meeting all the families, both families, had a meeting and they decided to go their separate ways.
What?
I swear to God.
How did you hear about that?
Through the wedding venue.
Wow.
I know, and it was not a cheap wedding.
Yeah?
It was a 25 grand wedding, at least.
Holy fuck.
What a waste of money.
My word.
I know.
Jesus. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Listen, do you want a poo story?
Right.
Or do you want a penis story?
Oh,
the double P's.
Let's go penis first.
Pick a P. Okay. Little bit of a warning with this one. Just to warn you all.
Okay.
If you're a bit squeamish about penises.
Right.
Enjoy.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I met my boyfriend of nearly 2 years now on an online dating app. We exchanged messages for a few weeks and he took me on our first date to the zoo. Best first date ever.
Good. Really good first date, that. Anyone listening who's single, zoo, amazing first date.
How come?
Well, because you're walking around, you're discussing different things, you can have things to laugh at, things to take photos of. Mm. It's more of an activity. Don't be going to pictures and sitting in the dark like an idiot.
I know, unless you want to get fingered in the dark. No.
I've been through this.
Anyway, our third date happened to fall on the same day as his brother's wedding. Oh, no, brother's birthday. Birthday. So he took me to meet his family on the third date.
Third date.
And we went out to his local for a boozy night out with his friends. His bestie is a landlord of a pub, so you can imagine how drunk we got.
Wow.
Now, I'm sure everyone here knows what happens on the third date. Mm-hmm. Do you know what happens on the third date?
What happens on the third date?
Well, sexual intercourse, I'm guessing.
Does it?
She's obviously not a slag, like most of our listeners.
Third date. All right, bloody. All right,
frigid.
Pride and Prejudice. All right, Downton Abbey. Third date. Bloody hell. Oh, my love, TikTok.
Lady Grantham. We'd booked into a hotel, so in our drunken state, stumbled into our room and things heated up pretty quickly. However, in my drunken state, I think I got a bit excited and somehow managed to retract my boyfriend's foreskin and got it stuck. The medical term for this, as I soon discovered, is paraphimosis.
Right.
Apparently. I don't know how it was. Do you want it spelled?
No.
No. My other half was in absolute agony and I didn't know how to help him. I tried pulling it back over, but he just made it worse.
Oh, my God. I feel sick.
Do you?
Oh, my God.
Long story short, our third date ended up with a trip to A&E to get him sorted.
Yeah.
And that's the story.
Oh, God.
Sorry about that.
Oh, I know people who that's happened to.
Oh, my... the reason why I kept this in was to just tell you that I went to school with a guy who was the year below me and... Is this the same guy?
Snapped his banjo.
Bobby Banjo?
Bobby Banjo.
Do you know the same Bobby Banjo?
Exactly the same
story. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Snapped his banjo.
Famous
Bless
in
him.
Shields.
Famous. Yeah.
But do you know when that happened?
That's a different thing.
I didn't know what a banjo was.
That's a different thing, though. That's a different thing.
Is that the string?
The banjo is the little bit underneath that connects it, the foreskin, to the actual penis bit.
Oh, but God, even that makes me feel sick.
So another mate of mine, when we were at university, was having vigorous sex with a young lady.
Right.
And that happened. The foreskin went back. And it's basically what it is it's someone who essentially should have been circumcised but hasn't been circumcised. And it goes too far back and it gets stuck and it...
What was his name?
I'm not saying his name. Stop it.
Just the first name so we can find a rhyme. We've got Bobby Banjo. We need another...
Ben. It's not... We need alliteration.
Brisket Ben.
That's... No, no.
Would you brisket for a chocolate biscuit with Bren? Ben?
No.
Oh,
Banjo Ben.
No, come on. We've had Ben Banjo.
Benny Banjo?
Benny... Oh, whatever. Mm. It's rank like.
Foreskin too far back, Ben? Baggy Ben?
I actually, for a second there, thought that Bobby Banjo... was the same boy who was in my year who broke both of his arms at the same time.
How did he do that?
I swear, I don't know. I think a wall was involved. And he had two, like, casts on. Uh-huh. And looked like Twister lollies and he was just up with them
by his
face.
He just had them both up. Like, like an American football goal.
Yeah, yeah, like that.
Like and he American came to football school. Goal. I tell you what, if Bobby Banjo did have his bloody hands in cast, he wouldn't have snapped his banjo, eh? Because he wouldn't have been fanning on with his tiddler. Eh?
Very true.
Naughty little thing.
Listen, don't masturbate. You'll break your banjo. It'll just be hard times. It's that's horrible. How dry must have that sex been?
Another mate of mine, yeah, another mate of mine. He snapped his banjo masturbating too hard, snapped his banjo. I'd only heard this recently. Masturbating too hard, snapped his banjo, bleeding everywhere. Went downstairs to tell his mum and dad, and they were like, "What happened?" And he was like, "I fell over." And they were like, "No, you didn't." You're like, "I did, I fell over." Rosie. Rosie, we've got a boy. We've got a boy.
No,
we've got stuff like this to
honestly,
come.
Honestly, get him circumcised. Like I don't care. I do not want Robin coming downstairs telling me he's done, snapped, broke his willy because he's been masturbating.
I remember once I had, I don't know what it was, like just the end of me. Dick was just sensitive for some reason. Mm-hmm. And I lived at home, but I must have been like 18, 19.
Right.
And I remember walking up the stairs. I remember walking up the stairs and I was just like, I don't know why, it just hurt or something. I was like, hey, God. And my mum, I don't know why I remember this, I don't know why I'm telling you. And my mum was behind us and my mum was like, what's the matter? I was like, oh, I don't know. I was like, the end of me, I must be like 19 or whatever. I was like, I don't know, like the end of me dick's hurt for some reason. I don't know why. And my mum was like, do you want us to have a look? And I was like, no, I'm 19. No, I don't want you to have a look. She was like, he's sorry. I was like, I'm sorry. Fucking weird.
God, what a perv, your mum.
Like, to see if something was wrong. I was like, no.
Well, why not?
Nah, should be mad, but it's weird. Like, 19. Do you want to look at a man's knob to see what's wrong?
Well,
it's
here, this leads us on to another conversation, right? Because I remember we were a very naked house growing up.
Right.
And it got to a point where I think we were like teens when my dad used to like run from his room to the bathroom with no clothes on. You'd be like, Dad, man! And it got to the point where my mum had to be like, Derek, put a towel on. And one time, I literally just seen him with like the smallest towel over his front.
Amazing.
And just like skirting in the bathroom. And that image has never left us, to be honest. It's never ever gone. Still see it now.
Hey, at least you weren't sharing towels. Eh?
Oh, no, I think we were probably.
Off, minging.
I think we were a towel sharing family. I'm sure that Sandra's told us that.
Well, after listening to the podcast, she's reminded you that even though you slagged off towel sharers, you were actually a towel
sharing
family.
Grew up in a towel sharing family.
Fantastic.
Oh, wait, I used to wipe my arse and I didn't care back then.
God.
Do now, clean as a whistle. Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you want a shit story or not?
Always.
Can't not coming up.
Always.
Can it not? Dear Rosie and Chris, I've been a listener for a while now and been threatening my other half to send this story in for weeks.
Wow.
We are getting married in May and we have been discussing the best man speeches. Both of our parents have invited a lot of family. Now, my mother-in-law-to-be is lovely, but she thinks her son is the most innocent and perfect form of the male species.
Incredible.
However, a few stories would prove that her precious little boy is far from innocent.
Mm.
The one story that she is not allowed to know is this one.
Oh, thank you in advance.
He went out one night after work with a few friends from football. While blind drunk, he got a chicken kebab on the way home. Sounds a bit like the Zodiac. Is he the Zodiac?
Update, we haven't actually found the Zodiac.
Still haven't, no.
We haven't done it yet.
Well, no, she didn't do it. It was him, but obviously... So what should we call her? The Shatter Honora?
The Zodiac victim. The first victim of the Zodiac DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bet there's been more.
Bet there's been loads. Might be his thing. Anyway, carry on.
Oh.
Got a chicken kebab.
He got a chicken kebab on the way home. He came in Stephen and brought in the kebab with him and put it on the bedside table. Now, we lived in a tiny flat at the time, which you had to walk around the bed to get on his side, and the bottom of our bed was our TV. At 3 a.m, he gets into bed while waking me to tell me about his night while tucking into his kebab.
The dirty bastard. That's not... No, I'm sorry. That is the... Whatever he's going to do that's involving shit cannot be as bad. Can you imagine being asleep and your pissed partner coming in from a night out and coming and sitting in the bed and eating a chicken kebab?
I'd be livid.
Dirty sod.
I'd be livid.
That's the worst partner ever.
I'm like infuriated. If I'm stone cold sober and you come in and you just breathe on us, I'm like, turn over. It's the most disgusting smell in the world.
Eating a chicken kebab in bed?
Yeah, vile.
Fuck me.
After about 10 minutes, he passed out. However, he had devoured his kebab in this time. About half an hour later, he suddenly sits up in bed and scares the living bejesus out of me. He then gets up out of bed and starts feeling the wall around the room to find the door. While trying to wake him up, as I presumed he was sleepwalking, he made it to the end of the bed, at least 10 steps from our ensuite. At this point, it was too late. Before I could realise, he had pulled down his pants and decided to shit all over the TV.
Oh, the TV!
I was screaming at him while trying to pull him to the toilet.
He's the worst. He's the worst man in the world.
He was shouting... He was shouting back at me because he thought that's where he already was. He thought he was on the toilet.
So then he, imagine how raging he is because he thinks she's pulling him off the toilet.
I'm on the toilet,
you're
man!
Doing your mad bitch.
Now this is the worst part. Jesus Christ. He had just had a dirty chicken kebab.
Oh,
the smell.
Oh, no.
While shutting the ensuite door, I started to clean the carpet and I was feeling physically sick. He then got back into bed, stepping over me like nothing had happened. After disinfecting the TV within an inch of its life, I decided I would go sleep on the sofa. It smelled awful.
He came down and lay next to me with a second chicken kebab. Because he is Mr. Prick.
The next morning, he remembered absolutely nothing and wondered what all the cleaning products were for. He thought I was making it up. That would be infuriating. Can you imagine? Imagine me coming downstairs and be like, Chris, you shat on the TV last night.
Shat on the telly.
And you'd be like, I did not. I'd be like, that is not something that I would make up. You shit on our television last
on
night.
On the telly? Like, what an inconsistent.
Well, this is right.
Oh, sorry, you're watching that.
I don't understand how we shit on the telly.
Oh, so he's obviously sat on the bit at the front of the telly and just knocked
it out. So, like, the table then, rather than...
Yeah, probably the bottom of the telly. If it's a flat screen, it's probably gone down the telly in there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Okay. So, basically, after a few days, I started finding the humour in it, especially after he bought me a large bunch of flowers. So, there you go. Guilt flowers. However, he made me swear not to tell his mum because she would be mortified.
Wow.
Now the best man has begged me to let him put this story in the speech.
Oh, yes, you've got to, dude.
But is our wedding the moment for her to hear it?
Oh, you've got to put it in.
Yes, 110%, definitely put it in.
You've got to put that in.
Definitely.
It's amazing. And you can end with the joke. Now when they're in bed, they often laugh their heads off when they're saying, what do you want to watch tonight? Or nothing, there's a load of shite on the telly.
Poor her.
On the subject of being drunk with kebabs, someone told me the idea. I think it must have been someone... My whole life's a blur at the minute with Strictly and everything, but I think it must have been someone on the crew at Strictly. Someone told me that a friend of theirs was in trouble because his wife had came in the middle of the night and caught him. He'd been out on a night out. He'd came in and she caught him in the kitchen sitting with Pornhub open on his laptop.
Right.
Watching Pornhub after a night out, trying to have a cheeky wank. Dick in one hand and a kebab in the other.
Oh, God.
Who, in their right mind, sits down to do that after a night out with a kebab? Kebab in one hand, dick in the other. What are you doing?
That's horrific.
That's a hell of a night in. What is that?
That's just rank.
Oh, God, it's the worst crack ever.
How'd you have sex with somebody after that? There's
honestly
certain things, isn't it? Being married's really hard.
Yeah.
Because you just see stuff like that. Like,
yeah,
when you're married to someone, you marry someone because you love them and it's so lovely when you first start off. And then just as time goes on, inevitably, you just see stuff that you just think, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Like,
the curtains are just pulled further and further and further back. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You see all the inner workings. You see all how all the magic's made. You see everything.
But it's weird because you end up, you love them in a different kind of way.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. It gets closer and closer and closer, yeah.
But bless him though. Bless him. He's just wanting to come in. I'm guessing it's a dick in his hand.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just wanting to come in, hire your bed porn on, have a wank. But have a kebab.
Right, my point is, finish your kebab first.
Yeah.
That is the only point I'm making. The only problem I have with the whole story is, finish your kebab. And maybe don't have a wank in your kitchen.
I know, what's he doing having a wank in his kitchen? Maybe he's just really tired. And he's like, if I squeeze this in...
Can't for the life of us remember where that story was from, but yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's a very good story.
Unbelievable.
Thank you. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for this week's celebrity question.
Celebrity question.
And this week, just as he left Strictly Come Dancing, I managed to nab a question from the brilliant and honestly one of the nicest men I've ever met in my entire life.
So nice.
He's lovely. His whole family are lovely. Mm-hmm. He's brilliant. It's Mike Bushell, everyone.
Yes.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Loving the podcast. Here's my little teaser question. It's always been a bit of a life dilemma, I guess. So I've always fancied having a tail, because I think you could do so much with it. It'd be so expressionate. Whereas my wife, Emily, has always fancied horns, having horns. So would you rather have the power of a tail, it could be any sort of tail, or the power of horns, the ability to grow horns? Now, I think with the horns section, I think we should include tusks. So it could be a rhino horn, or a devil horns, or a unicorn horn. But also, to widen this debate, I think we can include, like, elephant tusks or walrus tusks. Think what you could do with them. You could coiffure them, stylize them, decorate them, have them pierced. So there we go. That is my question. Would you rather have horns or tusks or a tail? Let it loose. Go for it. What do you reckon?
He's one of the best people I've ever met.
What goes on in his
he's
mind?
He's a fucking nutter. I love him so much. He's genuinely amazing. Would you? It's
We've
always been
this.
A life ambition of mine to have a tail.
It's
I've always
so
fancied a tail. Like, it's a good question.
God,
would you rather have a tail, mm-hmm. any kind of tail, or would you rather have horns or tusks? You can have a unicorn horn, you can have one horn in the middle of your head, you can have elephant tusks coming out from, like, your mouth,
right.
you can have massive walrus fangs, you can have just big ram horns
okay.
or big bull horns.
Okay. Well, you see, okay, right, yeah, I'd have to have a tail.
Okay.
Because I'm very clumsy.
Right.
And I would probably kill someone
with
if
horns.
I had a tusk or something.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to go for a tail. And I think the kind of tail I'd like would be like, not like lizard or dragon or something, like a fox tail.
Right.
Like fluffy and something that would stick up a bit. Like, do you remember the Cadbury's caramel?
Oh, the bunny.
I'd have like yeah, where it was like sticking up
tail.
A bit and you could...
Didn't
oh,
you like
no.
she could like lie on it? It was like
yeah.
part tail, part chaise long.
Right. Well, that's what
it was
I
a
would have.
Long hanging off her
yes.
back.
Yes, just a little sofa tail.
Right. So you basically, I can fix this. I can make this come true for you.
Mm.
You know them fold away chairs that fishermen have. I can just get you one of them, and you can just carry a little chair around with you, and just be able to sit down
that's
all the time.
That's not
if you
what
want.
It is.
No.
No.
Because I think that's what it wanted.
This
I think
is
you just
fluffy.
Wanted to sit down.
Probably.
I would have probably went for a tail as well.
Mm.
Right. Then I text Mike. I listened to this morning. I texted him saying, thanks, mate, that's fantastic. And he sent us another text and he elaborated. I said, thank you very much, this is fantastic. He said, pleasure, mate, anytime. One advantage, I guess, of horns
no.
is that they regrow. So you could harvest your horn and use it in cooking or whatever, whereas tails are for life and you could get it trapped in a door. He's a fucking maniac. He's a fucking maniac.
Is he okay?
I think I would still go for tail, but I'd go for like a monkey tail or something. Or like, you know, a tail that could be really manoeuvrable so I could almost use it as like a second hand, as like a third
oh,
hand
right, okay.
to hold stuff for us. You know, sometimes, you know, you maybe hold a door open with you. If I could possibly hold a door open with my tail while I was coming in with two things in my hands,
okay.
I'd possibly do that.
Oh, see, I went more
for instance,
the... I went more for the what it would look like.
Right, well, for instance, before we do this podcast, obviously we're in London doing it in a proper studio now, but before we do it in the house, I really fucking hate the journey from my office to the place where we're recorded because it's just too much stuff to carry. I've thought about getting a little trolley.
Seriously?
I've thought about getting a little trolley to push the stuff because I have to make two trips and I don't know why, but it annoys us.
What
I've
do people say when they say, is your crown too tight or something? Is that a saying?
Yeah, like
what's
your
saying?
Diamond slipper's too tight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and all that. Yeah. It's like first world problems, isn't it? But yeah, I'd have a tail so I could do stuff like that. But yeah, I definitely wouldn't be cutting my own horns off and using them in cooking. I mean, Mike, I love you, but you're a maniac.
Thank you, though. Then I'm now thinking which tail I'd want. Probably, you know, X-Men?
Yeah.
The one, what's the one that disappears? Who's blue?
Kurt Wagner.
I'd have his tail.
Yeah, Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
That I would as well because he does.
No, I said it first.
No, because he does stuff with it. He does stuff with it.
I said it first.
I literally said that was the kind of tail I'd want.
Right. I came up with that though. I said that.
Okay.
No,
right.
You can't.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Mine.
Listen, you can have it if you can name the circus that he's in. You can have it.
Oh, Wagner Circus.
No, he's Kurt Wagner, but in the Something Circus, I was known as the Incredible Nightcrawler. Which
in
circus?
In the travelling circus.
No. Nope.
In the.
It's a city.
The Russian.
Close. It's a city.
Scandinavia. Mexico.
Munich Circus. My tale.
And just like that, we've come to the end of episode 40. Thank you again. Thank you so, so much for listening. We can't believe it.
Well, episode 40 means that we've done 40 weeks of this without missing a week now.
Wow.
This is great. We've done 40 weeks.
High five.
High five.
Love you. Still married.
Love you too. Still married, still shagged, still annoyed. If you want to get in touch, it's shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Guys, please, please, please make sure you vote for me and Karen on Saturday night. Even if we get good scores, which we probably won't, you've got to vote still because we could still end up in the bottom. It's incredible the fact that you guys have literally pulled me and Karen out of the bottom every week. It's awesome. Thank you so much. My tour is on sale for 2020. It is seriously, seriously selling out fast. Again, can't thank you all enough. Looking forward to getting a chance to actually write some jokes again at some point soon and go out on the road. So it's bye from me, and it's bye from...
From me. I've got nothing to sell. Why you got all this stuff to sell? I've got nothing to sell.
Hey, listen, mate, what's that? What's this? A little chocolate? Do you want to sell this little chocolate? Yeah.
No, because I want to eat it.
Okay.
I'm going to make something to sell. I love you guys. See you later.
Bye, guys.
Take care, bye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.